Welcome back. 449, 730 AM, 102.9 FM, WTNT. Andy Parks live from the Washington Times. And it's time to welcome to the program Charlie Hurt, Washington Times columnist responsible for the piece in today's paper entitled Using Gabby Giffords as a Mascot. Hello, Charlie. How are you?
I'm doing great, Andy. How you doing?
I'm doing fine, but it appears another anti-gun group has been born.
Yes, indeed. And, you know, I really don't get this whole concept of you know, in a serious, broad debate like this that ought to be centered on, you know, everything from, you know, guns should certainly be part of it. That's fine. But the idea that we would begin the conversation by cutting off all of the other things that we might talk about, such as violence from Hollywood, the powerful psychotropic drugs all these maniacs were exposed to at some point in their sort of addled lives, and then of course these I call them massacre simulators, video games that these kids sit in front of for hours on end. The idea that we're just going to begin the debate by removing all of that from the table and not even talk about that just goes to show that these people, they're not looking for a serious, complex answer to any of this. They're looking for a simple, pat answer that they can make them all feel good about themselves, like they saved the world, and then they can just sort of move on.
Yeah. Americans for Responsible Solutions. If that were the case, they wouldn't be worried about guns. They'd be worried about the wackos hell-bent on killing people without guns.
Yeah, and then they say things like, well, we need to do something to keep guns out of mentally unstable and the hands of the mentally unstable and criminal. Okay, we have a bunch of laws on the books about that. I'm all in favor of trying to figure out a way to do that better as well. But, you know, not until politicians who are the DAs in most cities, in states around in the U.S., until they start getting away from the politically correct nonsense and start prosecuting the laws that we have in place, we're not going to get the hands out of those people's hands, the guns out of those people's hands. The laws must be upheld, and they're not doing that. Instead, what they're doing is they're just complaining that the laws which they're not enforcing are not working, and then they just want to go pass a whole bunch of new laws.
Mm.
And then, of course, the result is that only suckers like you and me who actually, you know, try to obey the law, we're the only ones, you know, left without a seat.
Yeah. And, you know, it's funny. A little while ago, I played this soundbite from Joe Biden today. You know, he has his task farce, as I like to call it. he came out after his meeting today at the White House and said what I thought he was going to say all along. Here it is.
The president is going to act. There are executive orders, executive action that can be taken. We haven't decided what that is yet, but we're compiling it all with the help of the attorney general and all the rest of the cabinet members, as well as legislative action we believe is required.
All right. You know, the legislative action, of course, gets a back seat. It's all about executive order. And, you know, he kind of telegraphed his punch last week when he told the mayor of Boston that something would be done by the end of the month. Something on gun control would occur by the end of January. And now we all know it's going to be through executive order. Now, what that executive order is going to be, no one knows yet, but I got a funny feeling new gun control laws are going to be enacted without using the normal route.
And you know, Andy, you got to ask yourself, if you are at the outset, you say, okay, we're going to look for unilateral executive orders in order to get something done. The reason you're doing that is because it would never get through Congress.
That's right.
And if what you're proposing can't pass through the legislature of the people, that it's supposed to be the representation of the people, then might you not stop for a moment and ask yourself if maybe there's something wrong with what it is you're proposing?
Yeah.
But I think that I think that Obama is banking that he's going to be able to just sort of glide along and sort of throw out some stuff that sounds reasonable. And just figure that his popularity will sort of, you know, carry him through the end of the day. It seems to me that all that is going to be will backfire in a massive way.
Yeah. You know, and here's a guy who back in his days as a senator, you know, back in 2008, while running for president of the United States, said over and over again he was not for the use of the executive order and condemned George Bush for doing it when he used it, and said that you know, if you use it, you're hiding behind something. And here's a guy who has used it nonstop.
Yeah, and they've even, remember the whole thing about the signing statements, which basically was, you know, which in essence is, you know, the president's view of what a law means when he signs it, and that has some sort of influence on how it is perceived going forward.
Yep.
Well, you know, they condemned President Bush about that endlessly. You know, when Obama was a senator, Senator Obama was among the most vocally attacking him. They do this all the time now, and it's not, they don't even think twice about it. But and it's a tremendous advantage. As a politician, as a Machiavellian politician, I admire it. It's a pure shamelessness, an absolute disregard for everything, anything you've ever said before. They do not care. A man without shame in this arena will always succeed.
Mm-hmm. Getting back to Gabby Giffords as a mascot, you make some interesting points in your piece today, in that the average person has a difficult time saying anything bad about this woman. I mean, look, you know, we all know what happened. She was accosted, attacked, shot. She's darn lucky to be alive. So people are reluctant to say anything negative about this whole campaign that she and her husband have started. But it's simply another anti-gun group, and they're looking in the wrong direction. They're claiming, you know, the purpose is to launch a national dialogue, but it's only on gun control. It's not for all the stuff we mentioned earlier.
And then even on gun control, it's not going to spur a dialogue.
No, of course
it
not.
It chills half of the dialogue.
Yeah.
Because like you say, you know, I mean, she her heroic efforts at her recovery, I wish I had been standing there right next to her in that parking lot with a gun. I would have shot the guy.
Yeah.
I would have been delighted to. And it breaks my heart what she has been through. But my goodness, you trot her out as the sort of, as the opening salvo in this debate. Well, no person, no normal person with a hint of manners is going to want to sit there and argue with the woman who is saying, look at the hole in my head. I got shot in the head.
Yeah.
Look at my wound. And you know, yeah, who's going to, that's not going to encourage debate. It's going to stifle debate. And it just goes to show that this is how we wound up 10 years ago with that whole ridiculous assault weapons ban, which people who knew about guns were laughing at. I mean, it was a serious thing, and it was, nobody liked it, but the bottom line was it didn't do anything.
Yeah.
It didn't do, it basically just sort of focused on the cosmetics of guns, and it banned guns that looked scary, but it didn't do anything to curb, it had nothing to do with the functionality of guns, so that, you know, the guns that were left perfectly legal are 12, 15 times more powerful than the guns that were banned. It just makes no sense. But they felt, but because these are politicians and they just want to score little political points, they throw out the so-called assault weapons ban, and then they feel good about themselves, and they're just tricking their constituents into thinking they actually did something. They didn't do anything. They took some scary looking guns off the street, and then they're laughing at you every time you say, oh, well, you know, Dianne Feinstein, she gave us the assault weapons ban. She's laughing at them.
Yeah. And, you know, you bring up an interesting point about that. When they went after the assault weapons, if I understand correctly, and I think Dianne Feinstein has admitted, she sat down with a couple of staff members and they actually went through catalogs looking for intimidating weapons and then put them on the list.
Yeah. And the thing that they run up against is, with these Bush AR-15 Bushmaster rifles that are stylized after the military guns, which are completely different from the military guns.
I know.
They're semi-automatic.
Yeah.
They're not the machine guns that have been illegal for, you know, since the 30s or whenever. The reason you're starting to see these show up at crime scenes is because since the assault weapons ban expired, and because people watch movies and see the Hollywood movie version of guns, they see this gun and they think it's really cool looking, and
yeah,
they really like it. And so they buy this gun. It is the most popular selling gun on the market right now. So of course it's going to wind up at crime scenes because it's, you know, it's so wildly popular. And that's the, you know, that's the problem that these politicians run up against, is that there are these people out there and they vote and they care about their constitutional rights. And they're going to get really upset, and they also really like this gun. And so when these politicians are going to have to deal with that, and unless they just sort of, maybe the executive order is the only way to do it, but unless they can just crush the wishes and will of those people, they're going to have a real hard time.
Yeah. Charlie, out of time. Great to talk to you. As always, folks, if you haven't read it, check it out. It's in today's Washington Times, Using Gabby Giffords as a Mascot. It's by Charlie Hurt. Talk to you next week. Thanks Charlie.
Andy.
Take care. 4:59, stay tuned. We start hour number 3 the way we always do with Jeff Cooner, coming up in just a few minutes.